Right, so we are on the bottom of Tesvav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Okay, so starting now, this is the first Mishnah that uses the language of Shavua. So we're going to start talking more about this distinction between Shavua and Neder, where Shavua is always on the person, right? So a person can take a Shavua not to do a certain behavior, and then it'll work. A Neder not to do behavior doesn't work because the Neder is always on the Chefsa, it's on the item, right? So that's the Mishnah, Shavua She'eni Yashin, She'eni Medavish, She'eni Mahalech Azer. A person takes a Shavua, I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to speak, I'm not going to walk. So, usher, so it works. And those things are forbidden to that person. Take a look at the Mefarish, down in the bottom and left, like 10 lines in the bottom. Shavua she'eni yashen, she'eni medaber v'chulei, the Shavua chala al davar she'en bo mamish, right? That's the whole point, right? Because the Shavua is calling something that doesn't, right? That doesn't have any, it's not physical, right? It's an activity. But continuing the Mishnah, korban lo ochalacha, ha korban she'ochalacha, lo korban lo ochalacha, mutter. So all three cases, when I say korban that I won't eat to you, or ha korban that I eat to you, or no korban that I don't eat to you, in all three cases, that doesn't work, and the item remains permissible. So taking a look again in the Mefarish for a second. Korban lo ochelecha, dahainu kamo imra lo ochelecha. It's like saying, I'm not going to eat, you know, to you. Ha korban shokhalacha, nami mutter. If I say ha korban, it's also mutter. The lo neder, ela b'chai korban. It's not a neder. It's like, you know, talking about the, you know, in the name of the korban, whatever. In life of the korban. So that's also, again, it's about eating. So that's not going to work as a neder. All three cases, you didn't say the word shua, right? You're saying korban. So korban is more of a lasha neder. So in all these cases, right, they're not gonna work. And lo korban lo ochalacha, mashm bishul iser the vachetz ka'amar. Right, there's like something of iser here. Right here, lo ochalacha sheim ochalacha lihaviyas. Because if I would eat for you, that would be aser. Aser like a korban. Umutl, and that's mutter. Why do we know the time to be mayor? The leisli michlal avatash mehein. Right, meaning that one lo korban lo ochalacha implies that if it was a korban, I wouldn't. Right, there's a you know. Then I would, since it is like a neder, then I would eat, you know, then I can't eat for you, whatever. So that's Michal Tashmehem, which Rav Meir holds doesn't work either. So if you look in the Ran, on the bottom, right, it's like it's on the right, but now at this point it's underneath it. Right, he writes also, Korban la ochalacha, ha korban cha ochalacha, la korban la ochalacha, mishum dechi amar korban la ochalacha, I am reading the bechaye korban mishtaba. Right, sorry, if you say, again, if the person's taking a shavua, right, on the life of the korban, right, that's shari, that's fine, that's mutter, meaning the person that didn't ask themselves why the korban lav bar shabuyahu, because you can't take a shavua on a korban. That's not an act, it's not an activity. It's not you, right? I'm not going to do. That's not going to work, right? Vi arinan the korban yehei, or if you want to say this item's going to be will be a korban, mashallah ochel mishachah, the things I won't eat from you, kamar na mishachah. That's also not going to affect anything. The lo shavei iser korban ela mashallah yeachel, because then what's going to happen? The only thing that become a korban are the things you didn't eat, right? So again, the fact that you ate it will make it not a korban, so that won't be your problem. Ha korban shaochelacha na mishar, and even ha korban that you eat is also mutter still. Why? The chai korban kamar the avid inish the mishtabavei velo midei kamar, again because then again he's taking a shavua in the life of the korban, which again, that doesn't you can't do that. A shua doesn't work on a item. So that's why in all these cases, korban, ha korban, la korban, etc., don't go anywhere if it's the person's trying to take a shua, because again, a shua is on me. It's on the things that I'm going to do or not going to do. Fine. Okay. Yes? Good? Yeah? Okay. Continues the Gemara. That's item else. Manu Masnisen. Okay, so who's going to be the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, it's got to be Rabbi Meir. Why? Di Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, lo shani lei korban, ve lo shani lei ha korban. Rabbi Yehuda does not make a distinction between you know, which language of Korban you use. In the Ran, it's actually, if you go all the way to the bottom, where it says Gemara, it's like seven lines or eight lines in the bottom. That's where these Rans are, actually. So, Mani Masis Rabbi Meir, he, the Lo Shani Le Korban, the Lo Shani Le Ke Korban, right? These languages don't matter to him, to Rabbi Meir. The Lo Bai Kaf Hadinyon, right? Doesn't need the requirement of a Ke Korban. Doesn't matter to him, right? The Rabbi Huda, my Irya Korban, La Ochalacha Deshari, Afili Korban Sha Ochalacha Namishari. Because even according to Rabbi Huda, right, I don't care that it's korban lo ochalacha, that works. Even if you said korban sha'ochalacha, all of that would be fine according to Rabbi Meir. So that's not going to make a difference. Look at the way the Mefarish says it, maybe a little bit easier to understand. Top right, Masnisin dahacha lo katani dilahave mutter ella ha korban sha'ochalacha. Okay? Velo korban sha'ochalacha. Right? Viahachi Rabbi Meir hi velo Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, because the Mishnah only talks about two cases that are mutter, right? Ha korban and low korban, etc. So, or not etc. Those two. So that there, according to Rabbi Meir, that makes sense to say that they're going to be mutter, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because the assumption is that Rabbi Yehuda, there, Gemara's assuming at this point, Rabbi Yehuda would have asserted anything, or would have matired. I mean, said all of these cases are fine. Why that is, it's a good question. But he would have allowed all these things. Fine. But at this point, the Gemara wants to say so the Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir because it's restricting it to these cases so far. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Ema Seifa, what about the end of the Mishnah? La Korban La Ochalacha Mutter, right? The last case of the Mishnah was La Korban La Ochalacha again, you didn't do anything. Vatanan, La Korban La Ochalacha Rabbi Meir Oser. Right, we have another Brisa, or Mishnah that we saw before where the person says, this is that language, La Korban La Ochalacha. Rabbi Meir asserted it. So if you want to tell me that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, it can't be, because the exact phrase is quoted by Rabbi Meir somewhere else as being Aser, and our Mishnah says Mutter. So how could that be? And but Amar Rabbi Abba, Nase Ka'omer LaKorban Yehe. Right? So Rabbi Abba explains, why is it that Rabbi Meir makes it Aser? Because LaKorban is not, we've been a lot of times using the words, the phrase LaKorban with a patach under the lamed as not a korban. Right? So Rabbi Abba changes it that la korban is le korban, yeah, it should be like a korban, right? So that's saying it should be like a korban, so it's going to be awesome. Lefikach lo ochalacha. So answers the Gemara. So how could that be? How could this be Rabbi Meir if this is if it's the opposite psak of Rabbi Meir? So answers the Gemara. Lokasha ha da amar la korban, ha da amar la korban. Okay, so let's explain what that means because we don't have nekudos here, right? So look at. Look at the bottom ran there. Had amar la korban, had amar la korban. Okay, so the ran also knows that we don't have nekudos. What's going on here? Klomar belamid. I think that says lamid shvait. I don't think I've ever seen that word ever in a rishon like that. I think that's what it means, right? Lamid shvait le korban, right? Mashma la korban yeh. Aval la korban belamid pitucha. Mashma lokor sounds like a Hebrew language conversation, modern Hebrew. Right, but that's the point, right? Le korban versus la korban, right? If it's le korban, it should be a korban. La korban, it will not be a korban. So that's the distinction. So those two cases are not the same case, right? One's Rabbi Meir says like le korban, so that's what's going to be asar. La korban, he won't asar. And why is that? Because again, Rabbi Meir, I believe the other reason is because Rabbi Meir, he was the one who had said. We don't say the chalav of tashem yehin, right? If you say it's not going, right, the inferences don't work. So it's le korban yehe, right? It's making it aser, so that's going to work. If it's la korban, it's not a korban, then I'm not eating, etc. So that's not going to work, right? According to me, that's not going to go anywhere. And that's the distinction between the two cases. Fine. according to this explanation, though, it would seem, at least, that this thing, that the convert, even though the first case is a case of shvuah, it's got to be that the second case is a case of neder, right? Because otherwise, if it's talking about korban, that wouldn't be a shvuah case, right? Right. So that's just to clarify that. It sounds like according to this, we've split this mission in two. And the first half of the mission is talking about shvuah, and the second half is talking about neder, because otherwise it wouldn't, and also wouldn't make sense the comparison to the previous mishnayos, which we're all talking about neder also. So presumably that's the distinction here, just to make that clear. Okay, or as clear as we could, clear as clear as what we were trying to as clear as possible, trying to establish. Okay, next mishnah. Again, Shavuah La Och. By the way, by the time you finish Mesechas Nedarim, or maybe 16 Blad of Mesechas Nedarim, now you understand very well what people are just like, forget it, just say Blad Nether. And then you don't have to worry about these things, because otherwise, we didn't get to that. Like, how does that work? You say Blad Nether, fine. But you can understand why, right? Okay, says the Mishnah, Shavuah La Och Halacha, Ha Shavuah Sha Och Halacha, Lo Shavuah La Och Halacha, Asr. Okay? So, again, Shua that I'm not going to eat from you, presumably, right? That makes sense. That's going to be Yasser. Ha Shua Sha'och Halacha. A Shua that I'm not going, that I, Ha Shua that I eat from you is going to be Yasser, okay? Lo Shua Lo'och Halacha. It's not Shua that I'm not eating from you, is all Yasser. So you're going to ask the Kasha about the third case. That sounds like Mechalav Tashmehein. The Ran's also bothered by that. Okay, take a look at the Ran on the left side. Masnis and Shua Lo'och Halacha, etc., etc., etc. Why those things are? So, Mishum de Shavua lo ochalacha mashma ba Shavua lo ochalacha. Because of the Shavua, I'm not going to eat from you. That works. Vashua sha ochalacha, and also language of Hashua that I'm eating from you, hachi mashma, the lake lefrushe lishna de chai Shavua kamar, kid amin and chai korban, the lamishtai in shihachi. It doesn't mean like by the life of the Shavua, that's not what it means. It just means I'm taking Shavua, about eating. Okay, Ula Shavua lo ochel nami afilu belame psucha asar. So even if it's la Shavua lo ochel, which sounds like a double negative, right? That's also going to work, meaning it'll also create a shua that you're asked to eat from the person. Why? The afagav delame psucha lo mashma, right? It implies a no. Umasnis and Rabbi Meirhi, and again our mission, this mission also, we're going to think it's Rabbi Meirhi. The lake slave chalavata shemehein afilu hachi b'shavua asar. Okay, so even though the last case is like a negative, an inference from the negative to the positive, and usually Meir holds, I don't do that when it comes to Nedarim. But here, by case of Shavua, he's going to allow it. Well, and so why is that? Vinir be'enai, and I'll tell you why I think so, says the Ran. The Hanu time Mishum, the Hamaskina besof perk Shavua Sa'idos, at the end of the parak of Shavuos Eidos in Mesechas Shavuos, the Gemara there says, the Chilis Lei Rabbi Meir Mechalav Tashamehain, Hani Mili b'mamona. Right, this rule that Rabbi Meir says, I don't hold from these inferences, because of what you would do in the negative, that's what teaches me for the positive. So that's only in Mamonos that he says, I don't hold from that. Inami bi Isura, the lace be Mamona. Or in a case of Isura, which has within it some element of Dine Mamonos, some financial reflection there. Ava bi Isura greda, if the case is just like, I'm just going to be forbidden to do something, which has nothing to do with anybody making money, losing money, paying money, etc. So then, Islay, right? So then in that case, he actually holds that it works. So that's why in this case, Eshua Sha'olacha, which has nothing to do with money and nothing to do, and is Eshua. So then even Rabbi Meir in that case will hold that Mechalav de Shemehein, we do takase. Unidarim, Yisura de Isbe Mamona, and Nidarim in general, are Yisur de Isbe Mamona. The category of Isser, which has money, is associated with Mamonos. Why? Mishum de lo mishkachas behu belo chefza. Right? A neder, by definition, is only something that where I aser an item. If I aser an item, what does that mean? Now I lose access to that value, right? As opposed to a shavua, which, if I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to this. And that's not necessarily losing, it's on me, right? It's not about the item. Per se, da'ena chalan al davar she'ein bo mamish, right? But a shavua, because a neder never chalan something that doesn't have something tangible. Aval Shavuos einan ela isur greida, but a Shavuos is only aserings. It's only iser, category of iser. Why? Shu chal bagufo, because it's chal on me. Right? Vekeva the isur greida ninu. Afila Rabbi Meir moda darminan behu mechal av tashamein. Again, why does Rabbi Meir make that distinction? That like we will allow mechal av tashamein when it's isura only. That Ryan doesn't really explain. Right, but the bottom line is that this idea that Remeir doesn't hold from Halav Teshemehin in this general category is only true when it's either Mamanos or Yisur de Yisbe Mamanos, which is going to be all Nidarim. Right? But if it's going to be a case of Shavua, where I'm just forbidding myself, but the items are not forbidden, so then that's Yisur by itself, and that in that case, Remeir does hold Halav Teshemehin, and that's why this last case of the Mishnah still can be Usur and can also be according to Remeir. Okay, says the Gemara. Michlal de Hashavua sha'ochalacha de lo achilna mashma. Right, okay, so the implication here, Shavua lo ochalacha, the implication is that that when I say Shavua sha'ochalacha, and Hashavua sha'ochalacha, right, the implication is that, in those cases are aser, right, the implication is that a case of Hashavua sha'ochalacha, which you just said, the second case, implies that I'm not going to eat, right? Lo achilna mashma, because that's why it's usr, right? The second case is hashvua sha'ochalacha, usr, right? So the implication is that hashvua sha'ochalacha, which is where you just said, a shvua that I'm eating from you. You could have said that means what? I'm taking a shvua that I will eat from you, right? That's not usring me. I'm saying I'm coming over, right? Shvua that I'm coming over. I'm coming for Shabbos lunch because I said shvua sha'ochalacha. The implication is that it doesn't mean that. It means the opposite, that I'm not eating from you. Uriminu, and I'll bring you a contradiction. Shavuos shtayim shehin arba. So shavuos are sometimes two categories, which really are four. What do you mean? She'ochel v'shalo ochel, she'achalti v'shalo achalti. Right? So a person can make statements of that I will eat, that I won't eat, that I ate, or that I didn't eat. Okay? Emidi ka'amar, she'ochel shalo ochel, she'achalti v'shalo achalti. I added it from the Bach. She'ochel v'shalo ochel, she'achalti v'shalo achalti, meaning since I've had hacked that I have all four, meaning if I need to say, if the Braisa needs to tell me, right, that there are times when I say she'ochel and I say shelo ochel, she'achalti v'shelo achalti, what's the implication? That they make a difference when I say them. That the fact that some of them say one, some of them say the other, the implication at least is that the reasonable assumption is that that they both languages matter and they mean different things. Right? So that should... But now you're telling me in our Mishnah that Shavua, Hashavua Sha'ochalacha is forbidden. Okay, so the Gemara is going to give a couple of answers to this question. So I'm Rabbi, Sha'ochel Shtei Lashonos Mashma. No, it depends. You can say Shavua Sha'ochalacha, and that could sometimes mean that I'm eating from you, and sometimes mean that I'm not eating from you. Depends on the context, basically. Right? Hayu Misarvin Bo Lechel. They're forcing him to eat. Va'amar achilna achilna. He says, fine, I'll eat. Right, that's what's happening in the conversation. So he goes to his mother-in-law's house, and she's like, come on, let's go. I bought you special. Right? You tell your mother-in-law you like one thing, right? Hopefully, and then like, you show up the next day, there's like 73 of them. I heard that you like, You said it last time. So, let's go. Fine, achilna achilna, fine, I'll eat, right? Visu shavua she'ochel. And then he says, shavua she'ochel, right? So what does it imply? Da'achilna mashma. So then it implies that he wants to eat it. Because he just said, achilna, achilna, okay, I'll eat, right? Ava'amar lo'achilna, lo'achilna, right? But if he goes somewhere else and he says, I'm not eating, I'm sorry, I'm not eating, I'm not eating, I'm not eating. He says over and over again, I'm not eating. V'su'amar shavua sha'ochel. Right? And then he says, and I'm shavua sha'ochel. So what the implication is? The lo'achilna kamar. Right? It depends on the context. Depends what he's been saying until now. Okay. So that's not akasha. The fact that here shavua sha'ochalcha it's aser, and we had another case where we said shavua shtayim shein arba. That's not a contradiction, because sometimes the language of I'm going to eat can sometimes mean I'm going to eat, and sometimes means I'm not going to eat. Fine, that's one answer. Rav Ashi amar sha'ochel de shavua she'i ochel kamar. Okay, Rav Ashi says no she'ochel. When I say in the language of shavua. Shua she'ochel, it really should be read as she'i ochel. Okay? And that's what the language really means. And you're right. It would taka be a contradiction, and that's why our mission should say shua she'ochel, because it really means that I'm not going to eat. Okay? I'm not going to eat. Okay? Gemara says, "Va'im came pshita." It's obvious. What's the chiddush? The person said, "Shul, I'm not going to eat." That's obvious. And what's the chiddush here? So my lememra. So what do we come to teach me? Ma'udaseima mekam lishnahi deiskale. What might I think? I might think that you made a mistake. I mean, or that you like fumbled your words. You said the words in the wrong way. Right? And therefore, when you say shua sha'ochel, maybe you really meant sha'ochel, not she'ochel. So the fact that he said sha'ochel, that's enough. That we assume it's like e'ochel. And that's, look at the mefarish for a second. Ma'o desema is right across the way from where we are in the Gemara. Ma'o desema, ha'idika amar she'ochel, mekam lishna, klomar tikun halashanhu. De'bedaitu ha'yalomar sha'ochel, v'niskal. Maybe he's like shua she'ochel. So maybe we'll like, check. Did you really mean it like that? Maybe you didn't mean it that way, right? V'amar she'ochel by accident. V'neim la'olam lahave kaman da'amar she'ochel kaman shalom de'lo de'vade aser. No, we're not going to do that. Meaning, so the chiddush is she'ochel, even though it could be read as she'ochel, we're going to leave it alone. Fine. Okay? And now the Gemara is explaining why one didn't say like the other. Abaye lo amar tam de'ravashi. Okay, Abaye didn't say the reason like Ravashi. Why did he not like to say Ravashi's answer? Ravashi's answer, which was, depends on the context. The Lokatani, sorry. Sorry, Abaye, who says it's different language, can mean different languages, didn't say it's Shi'i Ochel. Right, why didn't he say that? The lokatani Abaye lo amar tam the Ravashi the lokatani the lokatani she'i ochel. That's not the language. Meaning, the reason Abaye want to give that answer is because that's not what it says. It says she'ochel. So everyone giving an answer had to kind of like, fudge a little to make it work. So he's gonna say, she'i ochel doesn't say she'i ochel. It says she'ochel. So sorry, that's why he doesn't say. That's why he doesn't like that answer. For Ravashi, why does Ravashi not say like Abaye, right? Nade Ravashi Nade min tam de Abaye Kasavar Shalo Ochel Nami Mashma Shte Lashonos. Right? And the Ravashi doesn't say it and like Abaye says, because meaning he rejects Abaye's language. Why answer? Why is that? Because he holds that Shalo Ochel also can have two languages. Shalo Ochel Nami Mashma Shte Lashonos. Hayim Misarvim Olechel Vamra Lo Achona Lo Achona. As I say, he's not eating. He's been saying, they're offering food. He says, I'm not eating, right? Va'amar nami shavua bein she'ochel bein shelo ochel hadein achil namashma. Right? So if after then he says, I'll take a shavua, right? Bein she'ochel bein shelo ochel. If he's been eating, right? Sorry, if he'd said, I'm not eating, right? So then in that case, how do they break up that language there? How do they say it? Let's say this right. If he says, Ravashi rejects Abaye's approach, right? Kasava shalo ochal nami mashma shtein lashonos. Because shalo ochal can also mean two languages, right? Hayim yisarvim bolechal, right? They're asking him to eat. Va'amar lo achona lo achona. And he says, I'm not going to eat. Va'amar nami Shavua, and then he also says a Shavua, and about his languages, Bein She'ochel, Bein Shelo Ochel.
Whether he said an oath She'ochel or an oath Shelo Ochel.
Hadin Achil Namashma. Then in both cases, it's as if he said, I'm going to eat it.
I'm going to eat. I will eat.
I will eat.
Mashma Da'amar.
Mashma Da'amar. Right? So when he says that language,
he should be understood as saying that he was making a Shavua, that he would eat.
Because even a language of Shelo Ochel can be explained sometimes to mean that he is, depending on the context.
Somehow he's saying he's going to eat.
Going to eat, right.
If you're saying it one way, then the other way also has to have to
eat. Right, if you said it one way, then you can say it the other way. About the positive of eating, you can say it's even not eating, right? V'igil t'rutinami, lishna shavua shelo ochel, shavua d'lo achil nakamar. And you can say also, you could also explain that the lishna of shavua shelo ochel, right, is shavua Shalo achil nak amar, right? Means I'm taking Yeshua not to eat. Elatana paska she'ochel da achil namashma v'shalo achel lo achil mashma. Meaning you could have gone either way, but at the end of the day, the Tana wants to say the usual way, Right, whatever the normal way to explain it is the way to explain it. So that's why he doesn't want to say this, like, what do you mean it could have two, like, it can mean two things, but in the end of the day, everything could have multiple explanations, and I'm going to go based on the normal explanation. And that's why he doesn't like this answer, and that's why he'd rather tinker a little bit with the language of the Mishnah and say Shua She'i Yohel. Fine. All right, so we'll stop here. I'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.